Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, Pesachim 59. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is talking about the lighting of the candles on the menorah in the temple and the burning of the ketores and the incense, that even though about those two activities, it says the words Bein HaHarbayim, in the afternoon they're supposed to happen, and also on the Paschal Lamb, it says, also there it says Ba'erev, and also Bein HaHarbayim, in the evening and in the afternoon. Nevertheless, the Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, which comes after the Korban Tumid, after the daily offering, does not come after the lighting of the menorah in the temple, and does not come after the burning of the incense. What is the reason why the Paschal Lamb comes before them? D'miyet Rachmana, says the Gemara in 59a, because the Torah made a limitation in its terminology, meaning to say the Torah says that you're not supposed to do any activity after the lighting of the candle and after the lighting of the menorah and after the burning of the ketores. What is the reason for this? Because it says in the pasuk, it says in the pasuk, Yaroch Oso, it says that you need to arrange the menorah. It says, I'll say the whole pasuk, but Ol Moed Michutz LaParochas, and the Ol Moed outside the parochas, Asher Al Eidus, Yaroch Oso, you should arrange the menorah, Aaron Uvanav, May Erev HaBoker, from the evening until the morning of Nei Hashem, Chukas Olam Odor Osa, May Eiz Bnei Yisrael. That this is what the pasuk says, Yaroch Oso, you should arrange it. And we learn from the fact that the lighting of the candles is the last activity, because it says, May Erev Ad Boker, from the evening until the morning. So it's the last activity that is done during the day. And how do we know that this is how they expound it? So the Gemara says as follows. The Braisa says, Titania, because we learned in the Braisa, May Erev Ad Boker, from the evening until the morning. So you need to put in the lamps of the menorah, you need to put in each lamp enough oil that it can last from evening until the morning. And that is, we know from other sources, that is a half of a lug. And that's the amount that the sages determined is necessary to go from the evening until the morning, even in the longest nights of the year, which are the nights of Teves, the longest nights of the year. And even in the shorter nights in the summer, when there's less nighttime, nevertheless, they would put in this amount, Rashi says in his commentary on the Torah and also in Yoma, that they would put in this amount. If there was left over. However, Maseches Menachos, Rashi brings an additional explanation, and there he says that in the summer nights, which were shorter nights, they would put in thicker wicks, and in the winter nights, which were longer, they would put in average size wicks, so that way they would be able to determine that there wouldn't be leftover oil in the menorah. So that's the amount that they put in the menorah. Davar Acher, an alternative explanation from about this verse, states that this is the only activity, this is the only service in temple that went from evening until morning was the lighting of the candles. And we see from here that the lighting of the candles actually says in the Mikdash Tavid, that you could light it in all the way up until the morning. But the main mitzvah was that it should be lit the entire night. And so therefore, you're supposed to light it while it's still daytime from the night before. But b'di'evet, ex post facto, if you didn't light it while it's still daytime, you can light the entire night. So the Gemara says, my time. How do we expound this from the verse, that this is the only activity? It says, Amar Kra, Yarocho, so Aaron uvanov may erev ad boker. Aaron and his sons should arrange the menorah from the evening until the morning. And from the word oso, we learn from here, oso may erev ad boker. This is what is arranged from the evening until the morning. Ve'ein davar achar may erev ad boker. And there's nothing else that's arranged from the evening to the morning aside from the menorah, and so as a result of this, you have to place the Korban Pesach, do the Korban Pesach prior to the lighting of the candles. And what's the reason that Pesach comes before the ketores? The reason is because it states, as the Gemara, "Iskish ketores onoros," because the burning of the incense is comparable to the menorah, to the lighting of the candles. And so since the lighting of the ketores and the burning of the ketores and the lighting of the candles were said in the same verse, we compare their laws. And so therefore, since we're comparing their laws, there's no other service other than the ketores and the lighting of the candles. And so therefore, we have to put the Korban Pesach before both of these activities. But what about the Tosfos and Menachos asks, how can you say that there's nothing else that went all night aside from the lighting of the menorah? What about the burning of the the chelev and the evarim, the fats and the limbs of the karbanos that were brought from the whole day, brought from the previous day, that we know that they can be burnt all night, and also the trumas adeshin, the burning of the ashes, and the removal of the ashes. We know that the removal of the ashes happened while it's still nighttime, before the morning, so that they could be ready to do the service in the morning. And so therefore, Tosfos answers that these are not similar at all to the activity of lighting the lights of the menorah. Why? Because the burning of the limbs that were from these sacrifices, they began while it was still daytime, and Trumas Adesh, and also the removal of the ashes, that is not supposed to start from the setting of the sun. That started all at the end of the night. And so therefore, the lighting of the candles is going to be kosher at any time from the evening until the morning. Unlike the burning of the fats and the burning of the limbs, they are going to be kosher the entire day, and even prior to the Bein Arbaim, and also the removal of the ashes, the time for the removal of the ashes is only going to be in the night, and you cannot start doing that from the day before. So we see from here that the only activity in the temple that was a service of the temple that went from evening until morning is the lighting of the menorah, to keep the light alive, to keep the lamp alive, the illumination of the temple. That was the only activity, was the menorah that went from evening until morning.